Welcome to Slugbant. The top story for today is a maximum severity zero-day SQL injection vulnerability in Metabase that allows unauthenticated remote attackers to gain administrative access, which is currently being exploited to steal customer data. SOC and incident response teams, as well as IT and platform operations teams, should apply available vendor patches immediately and audit database logs for unauthorized SQL injection attempts. At number 2, CISA has added a critical command injection vulnerability, CVE-226837, in Progress Kemp Loadmaster to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog, which can be weaponized for arbitrary code execution. SOC and incident response teams, along with IT and platform operations teams, should update Progress Kemp Loadmaster to the latest patched version as per CISA directives. Next, at number 3, Enable has released Hotfix 2 for NCentral to counter evolving techniques used by threat actors who are actively using a security flaw to reach and persist within managed systems. SOC and incident response teams and IT and platform operations teams should deploy NCentral Hotfix 2 immediately and monitor managed systems for unauthorized persistence. And number 4, a high severity pre-authentication reflected cross-site scripting flaw, CVE-2026-64638, in WordPress can be changed to achieve PHP code execution on the server when an administrator interacts with an attacker-controlled page. Application security and software engineering teams, as well as IT and platform operations teams, should update WordPress installations to the latest version. At number 5, a use-after-free vulnerability in the Linux Stream Control Transmission Protocol networking code, existing since 2008, allows local users to gain root privileges and escape containers. Cloud security and platform teams, along with IT and platform operations teams, should update Linux kernels to the specified stable versions or disable Stream Control Transmission Protocol if not required. At number 6, Atlassian's Rovo AI assistant can be manipulated via attacker-controlled instructions to exfiltrate Jira and Confluence data to external servers. Application security and software engineering teams, as well as security leaders, should review Atlassian Rovo configurations and monitor for unusual outbound data transfers from the assistant. Next, at number 7, new CSS-based attack techniques allow email content to escape message boundaries and interfere with webmail interfaces across major providers, including Gmail and Outlook, potentially capturing passwords and leaking tokens. SOC and incident response teams, as well as identity and access management teams, should be aware of this development. At number 8, nearly 800 malicious NPM packages are delivering a cross-platform RAT and Infos stealer, targeting Windows, Mac, and Linux, using AI-generated typo-squatting names. Application security and software engineering teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should audit NPM dependencies for typo-squatted packages and implement strict dependency pinning. At number 9, the threat actor UNC6671 is conducting phishing attacks against financial and professional services employees by posing as IT help desk staff to steal SaaS data. SOC and incident response teams, as well as security leaders, should conduct employee awareness training specifically regarding phishing and verify IT requests through official channels. Finally, at number 10, the North Carolina Ports Authority confirmed a cyber attack that disrupted IT systems and slowed operations across multiple ports, including Wilmington, Morehead City, and Charlotte Inland Port. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should be aware of this disruption. That concludes your briefing.